Usually, intellectual property is tied to creativity or innovation, and it's the creative work or the invention which is the property of its creator or author. Could be copyright, it could be a trademark, it could be patents, trade secrets. The World Intellectual Property Center says that intellectual property refers to the creations of the mind, inventions, literary and artistic works, symbols, names, images, and designs used in commerce.
Tell me a little bit about the new Intellectual Property Awareness Center at Steele Library.
On a campus environment, we deal with a lot of faculty and students, and occasionally the community who have had questions about this topic. And it was originally part of another division of the library, which didn't have the public profile as highly as this does. Now we are within the Reference and Public Services Department of Steele Library to assist the community as well as the campus.
What kind of questions do you get? I can only imagine things like how long does a copyright last?
Well, we get questions from all types of people, from inventors to musicians and everyone in between. Normally, people ask, what is copyrighted work? And we explain that their original authored works, be it music or writing or whatever that intellectual work is, that is copyrighted the moment they create it, but it may be registered with the Copyright Office. Patents would be utilized more for inventors or businesses that have new inventions or products in some cases. And then trademarks are utilized more for the businesses, for the legal identification, the branding, the logo of their product or service.
This is so directly linked to what's going on right now. How is technology changing the definition of intellectual property?
Well, with the extraordinary growth of the internet and, of course, the coinciding ease of copying and sharing from the web, the information society faces many challenges. And these are challenges both for the creator and the consumer of information, just looking at it from the copyright side.
Is there a clear definition of who owns the rights to creations when the creator is in someone else's employ? That seems to be a really gray area.
Normally, that's known as a work for hire. And there are specific copyright laws about that. And in many cases, when you are working for an employer, it is usually understood, or there might be a contract signed when you enter that employment. So it's good to make certain that that's clear.
Is there a simple way to find out what is in the public domain, what you can use?
Well, when it comes to public domain, it's very tricky. Many people think if it's on the internet, it belongs to the public and it's there for the taking. And that's not true. Public domain, at least in the United States, for copyright works, are most of those works that were created before 1923. And when I say created, I should rephrase that, those works published before 1923.
You can find out how to get in touch with the Intellectual Property Awareness Center on our website at wnku.org under local news. John Schlipp, thank you.
Thank you, Matt.